While a petition opposing the location of the Riverside Mission Project may have failed, City Council still wants to have a public discussion about community safety to help assuage residents' concerns. During its July 8 regular meeting, Council unanimously voted to hold a meeting involving city administration, the police, local MLAs and residents to focus on homeless shelters, addictions and safety. Council initially voted 6-1 against holding a public meeting to discuss the construction and future operations of the new Riverside Mission venue at 212 and 218 River Street West. Mayor Clive Tolley, who introduced the motion, voted in favor because, even though the petition requesting a public meeting failed, he still thought the concerned residents should have their voices heard. However, most council members thought it was inappropriate to hold a meeting that targeted the charity. Tolley said he spent 20 years working for social services, and one thing the department did was accept people where they were in life, find out their needs, give them support, provide treatment and life skills, and help them become working, tax-paying citizens. That's a big task. It requires treatment and not simply a bed, he said. Meanwhile, the mayor was concerned about how the new shelter kitchen would affect the event center, pointing out that the city spent $20 million in 2011 to construct that venue for events, sporting activities and tourism. Further, the multiplex's construction was part of the planned redevelopment of downtown and River Street, he continued. Development there should soon heat up with the construction of a new $45 million hotel, which should generate taxation and be a tourism magnet and kickstart that area's growth. Let's get people together for a public meeting and come up with a plan so we can redevelop River Street and ensure we have the facilities for the unhoused, Tolley added. Count. Don Lunning understood that few people wanted the new Riverside Mission building downtown but pointed out that the development fits within the city's bylaws, which is why the council approved the project. Moreover, council is obligated to follow the city's act. Meanwhile, the councilor said she didn't have the expertise to determine the best location for a homeless shelter, addiction treatment or other venues to support residents who are in a bad spot. It is not our lane to be in. I understand that we have a responsibility to businesses downtown and citizens to try and make everything work and for things to be safe, Lunning said, noting the police are also doing their best and work within the criminal code to handle problems. Lunning thought Moose Jaw would be in a worse spot if council said Souls Harbor Rescue Mission, SHRM, was not welcome. She thought residents should be careful what they wish for, because these charities serve the community well, and the situation could worsen if they leave. I'm not willing to throw a charity under the bus with this kind of conversation, she added. Count. Heather Eby agreed, saying while she understood people's concerns about the project location, she thought it would still cause frustration no matter where it went. She pointed out that the city doesn't have the money to provide land, a building, startup costs or operating costs to support a shelter, kitchen. So, if SHRM, Riverside Mission is willing to cover those costs but leaves, the city would be in a bigger financial hole if it stepped in. The mission is part of the solution to the community's problems, Eby said. Meanwhile, she criticized the petition for demanding that council use the zoning bylaw to rezone the River Street lots, saying the city can't just rezone properties it doesn't own because people disapprove of businesses or projects. If that power existed, council could abuse that authority to keep certain businesses out of certain areas. Andrew Svensson, the city solicitor, confirmed that the Planning and Development Act is very clear that the city and council are bound by the zoning bylaw, especially after council passes a bylaw. People who attend the public meeting should arrive with solutions because these discussions need to be constructive and end with a plan, said Count. Doug Blanc. He also wanted to see other levels of government attend, including MLAs, ministers, the MP, police and social services. Let's work together and not just bang heads, in a confrontational manner, he added. The next regular council meeting is Monday, July 22.